alumni, I hope that everyone is doing well, Baruch Hashem. This week, we have the mitzvah of Asair to Asair as called via Zarachu Hayoitze Hasude Shuna Shuna. The Torah in Parshas Ra'ai gives us the concept of Maser. This is not a new concept. We have this by Yitzchak already that he gave Maser, but here there is a tzivi from the Torah. And the Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Asar b'shvil shetas asher. Give Masa, through this you will become a gevir, you will be zoiche to Ashiris. So from the mitzvah of Asar to Asar, and from this Gemara, is mashma that Ashiris is a good zach. The Eibishter wants us to become Ashirim, the Eibishter wants us to become successful, and the Eibishter wants us to have an abundance of properties, geld, and nechusim. On the other hand, we find from Shlomo HaMelech, the Chochem Mekaludam, in Mishle and Keheles, he's mamish megane ashiris. So we have to understand, what is Shlomo HaMelech referring to when he says that we have to be megane ashiris? In Reb Chazal Zugen, Asar b'shvil setes ashair, ozoz verna gevir, is the chasimenos zagit zach. So maybe to understand this, will be Magdam of Ortfinav Shwab Zechrayin Levrucha. The Gemurah Zuk Nemesech Tesnadurim, Umar Rabbi Yoichin, and Eina Kudish Baruch Hi Mashrish Chinusa Eil Al Giboir V'Ushor V'Chuchem V'Unov. In order to have Rich HaKoydish, you have to have all these four things. So Maile, you want to tell me that somebody has to be a Chuchem and Unov Machataisa. Kezan a Giboir, Kezan a Daftin Mitzvahs Met HaKoyach. How does Oisha come in? What is the mala of Ashiris that the Gemara tells us that Rabbi Yochanan says that the Eibush is only Mashrish Chenusoi? And Nochmer, if the Eibush is only Mashrish Chenusoi on these four things, it's the Chasimen Osai Gittazach. So we came to Shloima Melech to Zugen to be Megane Ashiris. And the Rambam writes that Me'oilam, there was never Ashruus Ashkin, only on somebody who had all these four things. Kenobazanef Shirazoi. We know the Mishnah tells us in Masechtas Uvos, Aizi Usha Samayach Bechelkoi. So Pusha Pshat is, whatever lot you have, you should be happy with what you have. You can have a poor man, that should be an Oish if he's a Samayach Bechelkoi. Have a wealthy person, that's a Samayach Bechelkoi. But Be'emes, that's not real Ashiris. Let's not kid ourselves. A guy that's poor, a guy that's mitchening to pay his mortgage, doesn't have money for the grocery bill. Kanzan is a Samayach Bechelkoi. But it's a very hard thing to comprehend, and it's a very hoich hamadraige. There must be more to it. The pshat is azoi. We know that a person who is matzliach in business, and when we go out and we speak to moguls and we speak to people that are very successful, be'etzim, they should really take life easy. And I look at people sometimes and I wonder, you have Baruch Hashem so much money. Why don't you spend more time with your family? Why don't you get involved in klal? Learn a bissl mehr. Do something productive. You know what? Go traveling. Go see the world with Eibishter b'shafin. But the answer is no. And they get up in the morning and they daven with the earlier minion and they're in the office and they're chasing another deal and another deal and another deal. So at a certain point, so when do we get to enjoy the money? True Ashiris is when a person enjoys what the Eibishter gives him and he says, okay, I really have enough time to do the things in life that are really meaningful and do the things that have a true kiyum, whether it is with our families, whether it is b'mila shemaya. And this is was the Nuvi Zuktens in Malachi. Hayvi es kol hamaser al beis ha'oitze, v'ari koisi lechem brucha ad bilidai, ad sheyivli sefsoy saichem eloi medai. What does that mean? When does a person say die? But this is the kavuna. A person should become such a gevir, but at a certain point he should say, b'shefe, I have enough. See to it that my investments, that my business is what I have, wherever I am, it should grow and grow and grow. But you know what? At a certain point, I'm just not chasing any more deals. I could only eat this many dinners a night. I could only sleep in this many houses. And I can only drive this many cars. Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech is not telling us that Ashiris is something to be mezgana. Nein. Shlomo is mezgana es hu oisher, the rich person. And was the Gemara zikt eine kudish baruch imash shchenusa al giber v'usha v'chucham v'unav. Yes, you have to be a wealthy person. But asai, was the Torah zuktins b'shvil setes asai. That's what the Gemara tells us. You give masa. Avada, the Eibusha says, "Bechenuninu bezois, test me, give masa." But you know what the end is going to be? Beshvil shetes asayr. You are going to be aizi chuchem and aizi usher hasemayich bechelkoi. You are going to say, "Time to enjoy the money and the brucha that the Eibusha gave me." Several years ago, at one of our married alumni. Malava Malkus, there was a Yid that spoke there, a Yid that is known in the world to be a very mitzlach de kemensh, Baruch Hashem, a grusa bal tzedukah. And he told you Yingalat. He told you where he was sitting in his car when he made this deal with the Eibishter. He said, Bashefe, his deal was, he gives a choymish, 20%. That was his deal. And he says, since then, he says he was matzliach, beyond matzliach. One of the ifanim is, I always tell the Yingalat, keep a separate checkbook. If you get a paycheck, if you have a business deal, automatically take off the 10 or the 20%, whatever you decide you want to do. And don't play around with this, because this is the haftucha and this is the schlissel von hatzlucha in Ashiris. But the true Ashiris is, when the Eibush is going to help all your yingalat, and you're going to make it really big, that you are going to say, and you're going to enjoy your family, you're going to enjoy the years that the Eibishter gave you, you're going to be a little bit more kvayitim l'toyre, and you are going to do with the money was the Eibishter will. The Eibishter will that we should help other people, we should give tzedukah, we should look after our friends who are needy and nebuch less matzliach in the Iyan from Panusa. Rabbi Say Alechting and Shabbos, we're going to Chodesh Elul, Tzion b'mishpat tepude v'sheveyu b'tzedukah. Zion wird ungeriefen jede Yid, wird ungeriefen Zion wie Yerushalayim, b'mishpat tepude. But you know what's going to get us over that hump? V'shaveyu b'tzeduke, em'zoichas an tzuhu b'nagid geben shtiu aksiva v'chsime toive v'nagid Shabbos.